Well, good morning to everyone. Welcome to our first 15 prayer calls. A blessing to be able to connect with you early this morning as we come in and just join together in a time of prayer, a time of reflection on God's word. And I pray that this 15 minutes is going to be 15 power minutes for you, that you can begin your day strong and you can be productive in everything that God has for us. Whenever it is that we come together in prayer, prayer is always warfare and prayer is always worship. Those are the two things that we engage in whenever we take up the discipline of prayer. We engage in worship of our God, and then we also engage in warfare because we understand that there are spiritual enemies that we are fighting, that we have to climb up into the realm of prayer in order to attack. So we encourage you this morning just to be strengthened through the power of prayer, and I know that God is going to certainly respond to your prayer as well. To all of you who are joining us for the first time, we thank you so much for waking up this early and connecting with us on our prayer call. We call it our first 15 because we give our first 15 minutes of the day to God in prayer, and whoever invited you, we just thank God for them, or however you heard about us, and we want you to come and reconnect with us each and every week. This is where we are every Tuesday morning, so you have an open invitation now to be a part of our prayer circle, our prayer partnership, and we know that your life is going to go to another level as a result of it. This morning, I want to read a verse of scripture, actually two verses of scripture to you, and then I want to just come in agreement and pray with many of you, and then I believe that God is going to kind of do the rest for the rest of our day. He's going to kind of leave this word in our spirit. And it's Psalm 107, 20 and 21. Psalm 107, 20 and 21. This is what it says. It says, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." It says he sent his word and his word healed them. And I want to pray this morning around this particular theme, broken no more, broken no more. Now, one of the things that we could say about this world that we live in is that there are many areas of brokenness in this world. It's filled with broken things, and it's also filled with broken people. It's filled with broken systems. It's filled with broken solutions. And the tragedy is that while we live in this world of brokenness, brokenness can become normal to us. That if we are not careful, because so many people and so many things in and through our culture are broken, we can make the mistake of embracing brokenness as if it's normal, like it's normal for these type of things to happen. And when we look around our world, we see that in so many regards and so many aspects, that we have brokenness in so many different areas where we've come to embrace brokenness as normality. But the thing that we have to understand is that we can never live our lives to the fullest while being broken at the same time. And there are always injuries that many of us may have sustained over a period of time that can cause and force us to live with areas in our lives that's chipped, that's cracked, that's fractured, that's in disarray. But we don't have to accept that. We don't have to accept living with hurt. We don't have to accept living with a spirit of regret and being broken over past failures or past tragedies that we have experienced. Today, God is saying that you're going to be healed from that. You're going to be whole. You're going to be put back together again. And his word tells us that he sent his word, and that word is both Jesus and the word of God that comes to us through revelations to heal us, to put us back together again, and to deliver us from our destruction. And this morning there may be several areas of brokenness that you may be experiencing. It may be physical brokenness where your physical body is broken and you need physical healing. There may be emotional brokenness. That could be social or relational brokenness, financial brokenness, all of these different areas, even spiritual brokenness. Some of you may have went through some things and spiritually it's just as it has broken you. But the word of God says to you this morning, my brother, my sister, that he wants to heal us of our brokenness and to deliver us from all of our destruction. Because when you live in brokenness perpetually, it ultimately allows us or sends us into areas of destruction. And then look what he says in the latter part before I pray. He says, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. That worship plays an essential part in our work, in our healing. And worship plays a central part in our wholeness to God. And all of us should understand the need for worship in our daily lives, because when it is that we can embrace this spirit of worship, healing takes place in the midst of worship. Wholeness begins to take place. Repair begins to happen in the spirit of worship. And this morning, I want to pray that God will give us a spirit of worship for this entire day, that all day long that God will place in your heart a spirit of worship. And I'm not just talking about a song. I'm talking about a heart of gratefulness for what God has already done. He has healed you. He has delivered you from destruction, and he has made you whole again. And that's my prayer, that today you will be broken no more. You will not live with injury. You will not live with areas of your life that's cracked, that's not fully functioning, that you would have the capacity to have the fullness of your joy back, that you'll have the capacity to believe God again and to have your passion renewed in life. And I want to just come in agreement with every person that's on this call this morning, because it's so very, very important that, yes, you have sustained some hits, you have endured some blows, and you have gone through some things, but God says this morning that he wants to heal you in the worst way. He wants you to live in wholeness and not in brokenness. And sometimes we can just mask those things over, and we can try to move on from certain things without sitting down and really receiving the healing that we need so that we can go back out and live life the way that God intended. So let me pray with you this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, God, before we ask you for anything, we want to say thank you, Lord God. We want to thank you this morning because you have given us both life and breath and health and strength. And we say thank you, Lord God. We don't come with a posture, Lord, as if we deserve this, but we understand that today is a gift from you. And we want to say thank you, and we want to bless your name this morning, first of all, Lord God. I thank you for every person that's joining on this call, and I thank you for a spirit of gratefulness that's on the call this morning, Lord God, that we all recognize that today is possible because of you, Lord God. I thank you today, Lord, that you are the God that strengthens us. You are the God that heals us, and your word declares that you sent your word in order to heal us. And I thank you for your word today, and even for the revealed word, that we don't have to be broken, that we don't have to be hurt, Lord God, that we don't have to live another day with destruction in our lives, but you can heal us. And so we thank you and bless you for that healing that's going to manifest this morning on this call. I thank you for every person who dialed in today, Lord. There are various areas of brokenness, various areas of sickness and dis-ease in our lives, in our minds, Lord God. And this morning we thank you that you sent your word to heal those areas, Lord God. And so I ask today that your word would be a balm, would be a medication, Lord, that every area that is broken, Lord, no matter how long it's been patched up or covered up, that you would expose it and you would heal it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, that your people may walk in wholeness, that we may walk in fullness, Lord God, that we might walk in the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. We thank you and we bless you for that. I thank you for those who are even emotionally broken today, Lord God, and their emotions are just all over the place, God. I thank you for giving them wholeness on today. I thank you for centering them, Lord God, that they would have a place of strength, and they would have a place, Lord God, of emotional prosperity in order to live from, Lord God. We just bless you, and we thank you for that today. Lord, thank you now that as you are healing us, our thinking is going to be corrected, Lord God. Our perspective is going to be corrected, Lord God. We thank you that today we want to take on the mind of Jesus Christ, Lord God, a mind of forgiveness, Lord God. We thank you even this morning, Lord God, that as we come under this anointing of healing, Lord God, that those things that were meant to destroy us, Lord God, I thank you now that you are delivering us from that. I speak that deliverance over every life that's on this call, even on this morning, Lord God. Father, I thank you that we don't have to pretend anymore. We don't have to live with a crutch anymore, Lord, but you are going to heal us in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you for that. And as we walk out now with our healing and with our deliverance, we glorify your name. We declare how good you are in every area of our lives, Lord God. I thank you and I bless you this morning, God, that as we go and encounter people on today, Lord God, we're going to speak a word of encouragement to them that would heal them in areas of their lives, Lord God. People who have been disappointed, people who have been let down, people who have been beat down, even with what life has been throwing at them, Lord God, we speak this morning that you have a word that would heal them, Lord God, that would put them back together again. I pray this morning for a spirit of perseverance now, Lord God, that even though we've had to endure much, we've had to encounter much, you've given us the ability to persevere. You've given us the ability to press through and to rise through what it is that we have been dealing with. We thank you for that spirit of perseverance, Lord God. And I speak that now, Lord God, that no one shall be broken by what it is, eternally broken by what it is that they're going through, Lord God. But you're going to allow us to come out, and you're going to allow us to come out healed. You're going to allow us to come out whole in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just thank you for encouraging us through the word today, Lord God. We know that it's warfare. We are taking ground from the enemy this morning, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that the enemy shall have no more stronghold in the area of brokenness, in the area of sickness, in the area of disease, because we are healed in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for financial healing. Thank you right now for spiritual healing, Lord God. Thank you right now for allowing us, Lord, to even advance in this area. We love you and we bless you even on this morning. Now, God, as we prepare to move forward, thank you for ordering our steps this morning. We speak by faith today, Lord, that every step we take, every decision we make today, Lord God, we do it first with acknowledgement that you are God that and you lead us, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for covering everything that concerns us today. Thank you for giving us wisdom. Thank you for giving us strength. Thank you for giving us, Lord, the capacity now to go out and to do great things even on today. I speak productivity over your people on today, Lord God. I speak now, Lord God, the joy of the Lord over their lives today, that no matter what it is that we have to face or encounter today, we thank you that in the name of Jesus, joy shall not be disturbed. Our joy shall not be taken away, Lord God. We speak that now in the name of Jesus, and we believe that it is so in his mighty name. We give your name glory, honor, and praise. I thank you for every prayer partner today, Lord God. I thank you for every person that has connected on this call today, Lord. And we give your Holy Spirit now free reign to speak to us, Lord, all day long. We don't want to just be on the talking side of prayer. We thank you that we can get on the listening side of prayer. Thank you for giving us a praying spirit and a sensitive ear, Lord God. We love you and we bless you this morning. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and glory to our Father. God bless you again this morning. Listen, broken no more. I want you to speak that over your life all day today because there are areas of brokenness that begin to manifest in our lives, to hold us back, to allow us to stay stuck. But God is telling us even on today that we can't stay stuck. We're coming out of stagnation. And it's because God has sent his word to heal us and to deliver us from areas that we've been stagnated in. God bless you. Thank you so much for connecting with us on the call this morning. I want you to invite somebody else to be a part of the call today. Listen, today go out and determine that I'm not going to be broken. I'm not going to be stuck in my hurt or stuck in my situation. I'm going to be healed, and I'm going to see some progress in my life. God bless you so much. Thank you for joining us, and I pray God's peace and prosperity over your life. God bless you.